Sachen Barches, Mishnaches. Einen Teufel bei euch als Pischola erwin Onen, can be Teufel in the Mikvah at night, after he's in Onen, and eat his Karban Pesach the night of the 15th. Avaloi b'kotchim, but this does not work by kotchim. In Onen we know, only min HaTorah, it's usher the day of death and burial. That's learned out, the Rav says, from the Pasuk in Vayikra, in Shmini, when Aaron HaKohen was answering Moshe Rabbeinu about the loss of his children, Nadav Aviu, when he said, V'chalti chatas hayom hayita b'nei Hashem. If I would have eaten the chatas today, would it have been good in Hashem's eyes? So the drush is, today he was in Onen, but not at night. That the Isser is only during the day. But at night he goes to the mikvah, that's only midderabbanan. Just because he was also from eating kachim, midderabbanan, they made him go into the mikvah in order now to eat kachim. So that's why it says, toivel, in the Mishnah. It says, on in toivel at night, midderabbanan, and then he can eat from the Karban Pesach that he shechted during the day while he was in Onin, like we said in the previous Mishnayos. But not by kachim, why? Because the only reason that we matter this, and we went against the aninus derabanan, because the night after a person's an onin lo aleinu, that night he's still considered an onin midrabanan. So when it was a mitzvah asay, like a Karban Pesach, that is a chiv kares, so it's a very important mitzvah. So there, the rabbanan suspend or take away the aninus in that case. Masha ein kein, if the mitzvah is not a mitzvah with kares, that would not be enough to push off the rabbanan of aninus. And therefore, one could not eat other kachim at night while they're in Onin Midrabanan. However, the Mishnah continues. What about somebody that's in Onin even during a day Midrabanan? So the night afterwards, there's nothing. Like Hashamea al Meso, person hears lo aleinu about a karov that died. So the Yom Shmua, the day that he hears, is also only in Onin Midrabanan. Vahamalaket lo atzamos. Also, if not that the person himself is gathering bones, but he sends somebody to gather bones for his relative, to move the bones into a different location. So both of these cases, he only has avelus during the day, but at night, there's no avelus. So therefore, toivo v'eichel b'kachim, so he can go to the mikveh at night, and he can eat kachim, even kachim, not just the Karban Pesach, because in this case, there's no avelus at all at night, and there's no aninus at all at night. Mishnah continues, ger shen iskayer b'erev Pesach, v'ger is miskayer. On erev Pesach, Bei Shammai says, really, mi'ikar adin, a non-Jew cannot become tamei no matter what he does. So even if he touches a mace the whole day while he's not Jewish on the day of the 14th, and then he's miskayer on the day of the 14th, really, mi'ikar adin, he should be able to eat from the Karban Pesach. And the toivo that we're talking about here from Bei Shammai, it sounds like the tefillah of the geirus itself. So toivo v'oichel es pischol erev, so can be toivo in the mikvah, and eat his Karban Pesach at night. Why not? Beisil says, one that distanced themselves from Arla, which is a ger, because he's no longer an Arel. It's as if he's perish mina kever. He distanced himself from a kever, meaning he became tami lemeis. And therefore, what does he have to do, according to Beisil? Beisil is actually more machmir than Beishama here, because according to Beisil, not only do they have to go to the mikvah, but they also have to do hazah on the third and the seventh day. Just like somebody else that's a Tamei Lemeis. They have to do Hazah, the sprinkling, on the third and the seventh day. And what's the reason for this? Really, Beis Hillel agrees with Beis Shammai. The Me'ikar Din, he's not even Tamei at all. So the point is that he may forget the next year and say, hey, last year, when I was Megayer, that same day, I was touching dead bodies. And last year, I was even able to do it, Mamish Yudalad Nisan. And he's not going to realize that next year, if he would do such a thing, he would have to wait 7 days. Because next year, he's a Yisrael, and he would contract Tumas Meis. So because of that Gzeirah, Beis Hillel did not allow him to eat from the Karban Pesach that night. The question obviously is this sounds like a Chumrah of Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai, like we just mentioned, and therefore it should be listed in Maseches Edius as one of the examples of a Chumrah of Beis Hillel, but Tefer Sol explains that it's not really so, because it would come out that there's a Kula, according to Beis Hillel, because he's going to be Makel in this situation, that the Ger would not have to eat from the Karban Pesach, and he'd be Potter from Kares, from not eating from the Karban Pesach. So if you look at it that way, then Beis Hillel is more makel than Beis Shammai.